Santan ate the sandwich of ham and cheese that Anna brought her, with such relish that Anna examined her suspiciously.
I feel so much better now.
Santan forestalled her inquiry. They helped feed the wounded and ready them for the day's trek. Two of their critical cases had died during the night, and the orderlies buried them hastily in shallow graves at the edge of the field, and then the ambulances started up and pulled out into the main stream of traffic. The congestion of the previous day's route had abated as the army shook itself out of mindless confusion into a semblance of order. The traffic still rolled slowly, but with fewer halts and false starts, and alongside the road they passed the rudimentary supply dumps and advanced headquarters echelons that had been set up during the night. During one of their halts on the outskirts of a tiny village, half concealed by trees and vineyards, Santan made out the shapes of aircraft parked at the edge of the vineyard. She climbed up on the running board of the ambulance for a better view, and a flight of aircraft took off from the field and flew low over the road. Her disappointment was intense as she realized that they were ungraceful two-seater de Havilland scouts, not the lovely SE-5As of Michael's squadron. She waved to them, and one of the pilots looked down at her and waved back. It cheered her somehow, and as she returned to her self-imposed duties, she felt strong and light-hearted, and she joked with the wounded men in her accented English, and they reacted with delight. One of them called her Sunshine, and the name passed quickly down the line of ambulances. Bobby Clark stopped her as she passed. "Great stuff, but remember, don't overdo it."
"I will be all right, though. Don't worry about me."
"I can't help it." He dropped his voice. "Have you thought about my offer? When will you give me an answer?"
"Not now, Bobby."
She pronounced his name with equal emphasis on each syllable.
"Bobby."
And every time she said it, he lost his breath.
"We will talk later. But you are very gentil. Very kind."
Now the roadway was almost impassable once more, for the reserves were being hastened up to help hold the new line at Mortomne. Endless columns of marching men slogged past them, and interspersed between the ranks of bobbing steel helmets were batteries of guns and lines of supply trucks loaded with all the accoutrements of war. Their forward progress faltered, and for hours at a time the ambulances were signalled off the roadway into a field or a side lane while the fresh horde streamed past. "I'll have to send the ambulances back soon," Bobby told Santan during one of their halts. "They're needed back there, as soon as we can find a field hospital. I'll hand over these patients." Santan nodded, and made as if to go to the next vehicle, where one of the men was calling weakly.
"Over here, Sunshine. Can you give me a hand?"
Bobby caught her wrist. "Santan, when we reach the hospital, there is bound to be a chaplain there. It would only take a few minutes." She gave him a new smile and reached up to touch his unshaven cheek with her fingertips.
"You are a kind man, Bobby, but Michel is the father of my child. I've thought about it, and I do not need another father."
"Santan, you don't understand. What will people think? A child without a father, a young mother without a husband, what will they say?"
"As long as I have my baby, Bobby, I don't give a... how do you say in English? I don't give them a fig. They can say what they like. I am the widow of Michel Courtney."